best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Well, Carl and Mike decided to be a couple of talk show casuals today. So they said, well, since we're going to be talk show casuals, they called me, Fricky, you do the show for me? I'm like, okay. So sorry to disappoint you. Oh, you, Carl, you're like, I can feel, oh, Carl and Mike are not in. But hey, listen, we got Day-Day, we got Oren, and they're going to carry the show, okay? I'm just telling you, and we got 4 hours of plenty to talk about. Well, we got plenty to talk about in this show. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of interviews. We're going to hear from you. You know the numbers. If you're in Acworth or Lithonia, I've always said it's the easiest phone number in the world. 404 is an Atlanta area code. Everybody knows that. The last three digits are 929, which is what the station is. So all you got to remember, because you know the first three and the last three, in the middle. All right, Lithonia, Acworth, pay attention. 7260. If you remember 7260, you got the number. 404-7260-929. Okay? That simple. Okay? It's like easy math. Okay? Even when I graduated Lithonia High in 78, I could have passed that. I could have done that. Oren and Day-Day, how you guys doing back there? How's it at home? How's it hanging?
Hey, man, everything is great. Cannot complain. You know, the week has gone by. We're already inching into the weekend, getting ready for some All-Star festivities, you know?
Oren's got too much going on in his life, don't you, big boy?
Yeah,
I mean, you've got so much.
Yeah, I mean, welcoming a new baby boy, and this is his first week back in, and you know, it's like riding a bike. He didn't forget how to do anything, so he's right back at it.
I guess we have to start the show, right? It's Dukes and Bell. You got to do the Heyman thing, right? Hey, don't you? We have to do it, right, Diddy?
Guys? Yeah. So you got to kind of lead us off on that.
Oh, okay. So they start every show off by saying, "Hey man." There you go. Okay, gotcha. So, hey man, the Braves won last night. I know you don't care. I mean, I get that because neither do I. I mean, what difference does it make? They're in excremento. Well, it's actually West Excremento. Okay. If you've never lived in California, you know how we feel about the swamp, at least I do and most of you do, about that city in the swamp, okay? That's how everybody in California feels about the capital city. That's why they call it Excremento, okay? So anyway, they're in this minor league ballpark in West Excremento, and they're playing baseball. They can't even beat the team there. The team, it doesn't even have a home. This is how much they hate, this is proof that I'm right about the name that they use for the capital city in California. The Athletics won't use the city name. They are, no, we don't want that name. No, not for a year, not for two. We don't want that name for one hot minute. No, we don't want to be associated with this town. So the Braves, they finally won yesterday. They finally got a couple of hits. They actually, well, the home run derby dude, well, Ronald Acuna did this.
And he jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead. Oh, Ronald Acuna backside, maybe. Butler slows. It's gone. Ronnie, another rocket into the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Ronald is when he does the home run derby, it's probably going to be the highlight of All-Star Weekend because there's not much else to talk about. When he does it, we know that he does something that nobody else does. He hits home runs to all fields. You know, he goes to right field, center field, left field. He's not one of those guys that stands up there and goes straight pull jack, right? I mean, he's the guy that sprays it all over the yard. And Manny, a couple of these home runs he's hit this year with this damn dead ball have been like the one yesterday. I don't know where that landed. I don't know. Maybe Fresnek. I have no idea. That ball, it was just, man. But there's a problem, okay? And here's the problem. Did you notice that, like, after the second home run, when they put up the graphic, I don't know, Day-Day and Oren, did you notice this? They put up the graphic, you know, 6,000 feet, and then it comes in and says 12th home run of the season, 21st RBI. Is that even possible? Is that like, can you have like 12 home runs and 21 RBI? RBI, RBIs, whatever. Well, I don't even know what we call it anymore. How do you have 12 home runs and I?
He's Superman.
No, you can't. No, you can't. 12 home runs, 42 RBI. 21, nobody the hell on base? There was a player.
Well, he's still leading off, John.
Well, the first inning, and that's it. Correct?
He's still leading off, John.
Yeah, in the first inning. What does he have, two or three leadoff home runs this year? Just starting at two or three? Is it up to three? But the other 9 or 10, they weren't leadoff home runs, right? It's just like nobody on base because you got like, you know, Nick Allen or something in front of you. I mean, you got nothing. There was a player back in the day. Oren, do you remember a guy that, well, he might not be old enough. There was a player named Ozzie Virgil. He was a catcher, kind of from Philadelphia. Do you remember that name by any chance?
I don't remember Ozzie Virgil, no.
Okay, so Ozzie Virgil played in the 80s sometime for the Braves. And Ozzie was a decent player. But Ozzie Virgil was the king of the pointless solo home run. He would end the season with like, you go, okay, you look at the back of the, this is the back of the baseball card. Ozzie went, hey, he had 17 home runs this year. Guy's got a little bit of pop. Yeah, but those 17 home runs all came as like solo home runs when you were ahead or down 8-1 in the eighth inning. When anything mattered, oh, Ozzie wasn't doing squat. But if it was 8-1 either way in the eighth inning, he'd hit a home run. That was, I hit 17 home runs, all of which meant nothing. They were pointless. It was like a pointless solo home run. And now we're getting to the point where Acuna's home runs are almost pointless solo home runs because nobody on base in front of him. Nobody could do that. Well, anyway, game three of the series is tonight. Spencer Strider's on the mound. I'm trying to figure out, and maybe this is where I need some help too. And well, I need a lot of help with a lot of things. I mean, Lord knows. You all agree with that. So Day-Day and Oren, first question I want to present to you. What is the goal the remainder of the year for this team? I'm trying to figure it out.
I would say just getting better, getting some better production from guys who have struggled, throughout the season. Ozzie Albies, obviously. I know Murphy's kind of gotten kind of back into a groove, but maybe a little more consistency from him. But I think that would probably be key. And then obviously there's not much more we can expect out of the starting rotation because we only have, two starters. So, I think it's more so an offensive thing. I think, if you can just see some of these guys that have been struggling, just kind of get into a groove, even if they miss the postseason, it just kind of shows life towards next year.
That it, Oren? Is it just life towards next year?
I mean,
like proof of life?
At this point, there's nothing to play for the rest of this season, right? I mean, looked it up yesterday. As of before last night's win, they had the 6th worst record in Major League Baseball. The 6th worst. And you're behind, or excuse me, you're in front of teams like the Nationals, the White Sox, the Rockies, like teams like that who are perennially down that and below that way. So, I mean, yeah, just I guess what was the motivation for those years in like 14 and 15 and 16? It was
– Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I guess it was – okay, you go first. You tell me.
No, it was, I guess – you sign guys to one-year deals that may or may not have some life left, and if these guys are on prove-it deals or whatever, they perform well, they get traded out, and you bring prospects in. And you try to – I don't know if you can restock your farm system in a couple of months, but, I mean, I'll say this. The goal for next year is to not have what happened this year repeat itself. That's what you're playing. You're playing this year for next year not to be this year.
Yeah, well, that's that obviously. I mean, so no, but you're, to your point though, I think back in when Freddie Gonzalez got fired and I might retire. Decided it was elevated to take his spot, only to see they'll come around. Sit on the bench when Freddie Gonzalez retired. players to the team. Oh, God. They're everybody back. Here's Kimbrel. Yeah, we'll bring him back, and we'll let him play in a game, but not in Atlanta. No, we won't do that. Not in Atlanta. We signed Jesse Chavez 19 times. You know, we'll bring him back. Here's Rosario. Here's Soleri. Here's, the only guy they didn't bring back is Jack about, and that may be Terry Pendleton. I mean, that's about it. Everybody else, yeah, come on back. You know, it's like forgiving. You know, it's like the girlfriend that she kissed you on the way out the door, even though you hate her. You're like, yeah, okay, fine. I'll go out with you again. I'll buy you dinner. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, the point is that, yeah, I guess you're playing, but back in 15-16, there was a plan. The plan was that, like it or not, even if you cheated, who cares? John Coppolello loaded up the minor league system, and we kind of knew what was coming, right? I mean, we had Freddie Freeman, we had Dansby Swanson, we thought we had something in Jay Hay.
We didn't have Dansby yet, did we?
He was on the come. He and Ozzie. We knew that they were coming up. No, we still had Dan. We had still had Dan Ugla, and there was a bunch of guys that we thought were going to be good that didn't turn out to be good. One shortstop we traded to the Angels, we all thought, oh, he's going to be great. But Anderton turned out to be sort of mid. But then we signed every outfielder named Upton, right? B.J. Upton, Melvin Upton, Justin Upton, Kate Upton. Anybody named Upton, we signed him to be an outfielder. And so we thought we had something. You had a closer in Kimbrel. You had an ace in Tehran. And it just kind of didn't work. But we knew the next because we had been through it before. Old head Braves fans had been through this before. The first wave that came up in the 80s, you know, of starters, Zane Smith, Pete Smith, you know, the first kind of elevating into the Braves, we're going, oh, we got something here, you know, and then it was the second wave that came through, right, in the late 80s. That was the Glavin and Smith, and rather the Glavin and Avery's and John Smoltz's of the world. That was the second wave that came through when it really hit. The problem is there's no wave coming through. I mean, plus there's nowhere to put them because you signed all these guys to long-term deals unless you ship them off. Let's not forget, you have Acuna, Harris, Olsen, Albies, Riley, Strider, Schwellenbach, Murphy, Pedfar. They're all on long-term deals. I mean, so you're sort of stuck. You know, you need a shortstop, sure. But unless you unload some of these guys, there's actually no place to play them. Okay, you have no open spots. You have one open spot in your lineup. Well, two, I guess, because DH, because Ozuna from the other team is going to be gone. And so you'll have a DH that you need, and you'll need a shortstop. Okay, that's two. But I think you're dancing with what brung you. I mean, opening day next year, right, guys? I mean, it's going to be Pedfar, Harris, Acuna, Olsen, Albies, Riley, Murphy. I mean, they'll all be in the lineup opening day. Am I wrong?
No, that's what you're hoping. That's what we're hoping we see. But again, we just want to see some consistency in this second half here, man, just to give us some promise for that opening day.
Okay, all right. I guess All-Star game and it comes goes. We have the home run derby. That'll be fun. And then moving along, it's football season. So let's move it along. It's almost football season. Dukes of Bell out today. John Fricke in for him from the Northern Kia Studios with Oren and Day Day, and we have a lot of football to talk about. We have some baseball to talk about. Maybe there's a little bit of basketball in there. And you're always welcome to jump into the program, too, at 404-726-0929. We got to get into some of these things, so there could be some fun chatter here about guys like what Deion said. Because, look, regardless of what you think about him, well, regardless of what I think about the school that he coaches at, which is, I am a big fan of Deion's. And yesterday at the media, I became an even bigger fan of Deion. So we'll get into all that. It's Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 99 The Game. This hour brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I didn't write that.